Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a pop-up towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoog moves to second. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein takes first base on ball four. Hoog moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. Rosar moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Rosar scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 1 in the game. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to third. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hockett. McGee reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGee scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rosar strikes out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 2 in the game. Epps hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbein, who is chasing the ball. Epps reaches third base with a triple. Garrison goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McGee hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoag moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siebert. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Hoag scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Siebert fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Siebert. Keltner moves all the way to home. It's 4-2, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Hall reaches second base with a double. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Epps for the out. Hall moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-4 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rocco for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hogue hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Ed Bush. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGee scores. It's 4-3, Indians. JoJo White pinch runs for Bobby Estilella. Joe Burns pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.